Hello and welcome to this edition of the Camp Darby Radio Report. I'm Army Sergeant Brian Tears, and here's Army Sergeant Tony Brazier with a story right out of the history books.
The crowds came out for many different reasons. One thing is for sure, they came out by the dozens. A large part of the Camp Darby community gathered on Friday evening at the Darby Community Club to celebrate one of the most popular heritage nights of the year. Attendee Ernest Beasley explains.
Well, the community coming together, first of all, but this one here about Hispanic heritage is pretty much one of the best ones. We always get a full house. It's always packed every time. Food's great. Everybody gets to hang out with each other. So I can say it's become a tradition here at Camp Darby. Everybody being together, hanging out, the food is incredible.
Beans.
Tacos.
Chips.
Rice.
So the food, maybe more than anything else, brings the crowds. But having a good time with family and friends seems to be the consensus for what people enjoy the most. A very young foosball player, Isaac Capen, elaborates. Isaac's dad, Donald, translates.
Celebrating the culture and the food.
Yeah, just keeping him busy. He's always curious, but he's not tall enough to look into this, so.
So as the tradition of coming together to celebrate cultures passes from one generation to the next, there should be plenty of great memories made of food, games, music, and dancing. Army Sergeant Tony Brazier, Camp Darby, Italy.
And that's all the time we have for this edition of the Camp Darby Radio Report. For more stories like this one, log on to our website, afneurope.net, and then click Livorno. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.